Hello, we are back, and this is the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt, everybody. Welcome back to the Carpooling Podcast. We are your hosts, Christopher Lloyd, and right beside me is my good friend,
Poostab.
Poostab, the D-Train.
And we're going to talk to you
Derek
about
P, everybody.
A Poostab story I heard today.
Derek, coming in hot. Like fire.
Coming in hot. Spitting that flame about poop stabbing.
Instantly. He jumps in the car. He's like, listen, I got a poo stab story. Turn this bitch on right now.
All
right,
here we go.
All right.
In my day-to-day life, sometimes I chat candidly with people that are often in prison.
Right.
And as a result of that, I got to hear some poo stabbery stories
today.
This guy here is a guy that I've been talking to for a long time. And he was talking to me about his first time in.
In the joint?
And he was
the big house?
Yeah. And because if you know, the Don has been closed. So there's a new one. But it's not being ran really well yet because it's so new. You know how everything
right.
has to settle in, right? Everyone. And there's rumors that guards are playing cards with the inmates. And it's just a bad scene all around.
You can't play cards with the inmates?
Well, it's like ridiculous.
Really?
Like, you know, there's lines you shouldn't cross.
Right.
Everyone knows in prison. Most people understand that the best case scenario for the guard is like 25 inmates, one guard. And that's best case scenario. And sometimes it's 200 inmates to one guard almost, right?
Right.
So the inmates run the prison. That just goes without saying. To a degree, obviously, in any point in time, you could call in the SWAT guys, pull a guy out of his cell, put him in solitary. Like, the guards, like, it's give and take, right?
Right.
Like, they don't fuck with the guards too much because they still have power. But at the same time, guards a blind eye because they're fucking outnumbered. Like,
right.
What are they going to do?
Right.
Like, they have to go there every day. They're not going to make every shift miserable by constantly trying to enforce every little thing.
Right.
And it just wouldn't last. You'd burn out.
Yeah.
But anyway, this guy's there, and he's telling me about they have like, I guess if you're small, the adage is that you're going to get raped, and it's kind of true. So he was telling me this story about he was in there, and I guess if you're diabetic, you get, well, I'll get into that. But he, so he's in there, and he's doing his thing, and he starts hearing this, and he's like, he says he's curious. So he's peeking around. He's trying to figure out what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And he looked around the cell, and the guy stopped him and grabbed him. And, like, the guy, before he could get to see what was going on, he said, what the fuck's going on in there? And he goes, oh, that's so-and-so fucking the new inmate or whatever, right?
Right.
And the guy was a huge biker guy, but apparently what they do is these diabetics get some kind of lunch there now where they get saran wrap somehow with their sandwiches or whatever. So he's saying what they all do is they save them up and they use them as condoms. They wrap their dicks in the saran wrap.
Yeah.
And then this poor new guy, apparently this guy watched, like, witnessed him getting fucked up his ass. But the only way you know, he's saying that you know something like that's happened, you always see these discarded, like around the corner behind the stairs or wherever you go, you'll see all these discarded, sometimes he said bloody, saran wrap pieces that they've been using to fuck people with.
Yeah.
So I got to know that happens, apparently.
That's fucking nasty.
And again, he reiterated the fact that you're not allowed to call bananas bananas or you will be punched in the face.
Really?
That's not a myth. You have to call them yellow fruits because
it's
racist, apparently.
You call them bananas?
Yeah.
Because of the black inmates.
Yeah, apparently you're not allowed to call them that. Like, no one is. They don't call them that. No one calls them that.
Fuck, I didn't even know that, man.
Yeah. Me
so
neither.
That's been like a thing for a while.
Yeah, because I heard about it before, and then I forgot and never questioned it again.
Yeah.
And then I got reminded of it and asked this guy, what about that? And he's like, oh yeah, yellow fruit.
Eh?
And I'm like, okay.
That's what I'm calling it from now on.
Yeah, yellow
all
fruit.
All the time, just yellow fruit. No more bananas.
And he said the amount of stink in there from
butt sex?
No, yeah, that stinks too,
and
apparently.
Guys? Stinky guys.
They said that's one thing that, a guard said that. That's one thing they don't show you in, like, prison or whatever, of how much it stinks in a room after someone's been butt fucked.
Right.
Like, because I guess, like, maybe he's fighting and he's shitting too,
right.
Maybe. Yeah, he said it just reeks in a room after someone's been raped.
Yeah, you would imagine probably it would.
Yeah, you, like, don't think about that though.
No, you wouldn't. But after you smell it, after it happens, you're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
He said, no, it stinks from, like, almost every cell has.
Butt smell?
No, like juice boxes and little tiny Carpe Sun bottles of orange juice and shit fermenting in the backs of the toilets to make booze.
Oh, yeah?
But he says, like, they when you're doing it, you have to be letting it out of the, like, they don't, like, I know how to do it, so I would be able to make a bung stop so it could, the air could release itself without getting back in and fucking it up. Like, I'm sure I could construct something like that. But they don't, they untie it and let the fucking methane or whatever, like, right. get gas produced constantly. And it's just rotting fucking vegetables and bread for the yeast. So it just, like, it just constantly stinks of, like, fucking fermentation.
So can they, like, do the guards just let them do that shit?
Kind of, yeah. Like, yeah, I said, unwritten. Like, what's the point, right?
Yeah.
He said this shit is, he said it's lame, though. Like, this guy would, like, say, yeah, you'd get a guy to that would hoop a couple fucking nuggets of, like, dope in there. But he said whenever it was time to smoke the weed, because it's a communal thing, like, you know, you've probably seen documentaries where if they're making a big food platter, like, everyone has to chip a bit in, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, you throw in the Doritos, you throw in the Kit Kat, you throw in the juice, and they make smoothies out of this shit, apparently, too, right?
They make smoothies like
they
that?
They make smoothies out of crushed junk Oreos food? And different things with milk, and they make these, like, smoothies, right?
Right.
This guy's hustle was, oh, we'll get to that. So anyway, he said it'd be like six guys standing around sharing a pinner of weed. Like, that's how lame it was. Like,
right.
Like, all these guys in the smallest, tiny little toothpick joint.
Yeah.
But he said, like, at the same time, though, those guys have been there for, like, 6 weeks. Their tolerance is so low
right.
that's enough.
To get them high a little.
Yeah. Like, you think of, like, you haven't drank in, like, 10 years, then you have one beer. You'd feel
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. That's. But even just to, if you're in jail and you can't get it, just to get it. Yeah. Even if it's just a hit.
It'd be anything.
It's
nice.
Worth it, right? Just to.
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to get high off it, at least you get the taste in your mouth and it brings you out to a little bit of freedom. Reminds yeah. you when you were a free man.
They said the worst thing he tried in there, because sometimes, like, if you don't get a shipment of new guys, and even if you do, there's no guarantee one of these new guys has it up their ass.
Right.
You're only lucky if that happens, right?
And they still check their asses, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You sit. Now, in most Americans, you sit on a thing that's a metal detector shaped like a chair. You yeah. sit right in it, and if it beeps, then
you got something fucked. Up your ass.
And so they said that they're drying up banana peels and smoking that.
Oh yeah.
Pretending there's like some kind of thing.
Do they get higher?
No, he's like I tried it. He's like it was all psychological. Right, like I'm smoking something, so it kind of feels
he's
like
get me high.
Yeah, like you feel like you're smoking something. Like,
yeah, yeah.
If you can't even get tobacco in there, you'll do anything, right?
Yeah, smoke paper.
Yeah, they were smoking banana leaves, apparently, dried up.
Trying to get high off it. Anything to pass the time, right?
Yeah. Also, the prescription drugs are really good there, too. He says, like, everyone saves them and doesn't really take them. And then they go pass them out or...
trade them for shit?
Yeah, like, he said he took one day and was just out of it. I think he named it, like, Seroquel or... something he took, and he said he was spaced out for like an entire day. He didn't eat
really
or anything. He just stood there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good day.
Yeah, good day in there.
Yeah. So how do they get the drugs?
Oh, they're prescribed by doctors. Like, you line up for your drugs and you get them in the little thing. They watch you take them, but any retard could either go back to his cell and throw it up, or B, just hide it in his mouth and then show the guard his tongue. And, like, anyone could do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, they all have, they call it a store. Every guy that's in there has what he calls a store. And it's
he has shit to trade.
Yeah, and it's like his little thing. He said the one guy he was with, he got stuck with a huge Italian guy, but a real fat guy. And he's small, so he was lucky to be with him. And he said his hustle was when everyone would throw in for these feasts, they'd call them, like this guy would throw this and that guy, he would always take a bit. Like, if some guy threw in...
skim some
like
off the top?
Yeah, like the four things of cookies, he would only crumble up like 3.5 and he'd save half a cookie. Like, put it in his store.
Right.
And everyone has their own hustle, right? Like, one guy's a tattoo guy, one guy's this, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
so when he shares a room with the guy, does that big guy rape him?
He said no.
No.
But this guy's pretty tough, too, even though he's small, so...
But I don't know. In normal circumstances, it probably happens, right?
Oh, of course.
Like...
Your
roommate wouldn't team up. Like
the guy might not have. See, when you're put in with a cellie, they call them cellies. It's like you're almost, unless the guy's a fucking pervert or something,
right.
or a different race than you, you're almost obligated to be his friend. You look after each other. Just an unwritten rule.
Right.
Like apparently he was telling me, like, if you're on the top bunk, like say you're on the bottom bunk or whatever, right? and you have a celly that's in the top bunk, and you leave and go out for dinner or whatever, and you come back and something's missing from your store, you kick that guy's ass. Because right. even though he wasn't stolen, you're going to ask him who stole it. He can't tell you, or he'll be a rat and everyone will kill him. So if he allowed someone to take from your fucking thing while you're gone, it's his ass that gets kicked. That way, next time, he won't. So even if he's your friend, you just say, get up. Like, you know he didn't steal from you. You just say, get up. And you just fucking box his head in because he should have been looking after your shit.
What happens if it turns out that he kicks your ass?
Doesn't matter. You just have to fight.
You have to fight him.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But what happens if he does kick your ass? Then he's just like, take that bitch. Then you're the bitch.
No, it doesn't matter. Apparently, fighting in there is not like winning and losing. Like, there's some kids the guy told me about, like, that instead of getting raped, like, if they fought and whatever, sure, they get their fucking ass kicked and they get put in the hole. When they come out, if they fight again and a couple times, like, and no one rapes them and they just fight, they'll say, oh, that kid has heart. And they'll actually leave him alone.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you just have to stick up for yourself. There's no just choice. Fight. You're fighting. That's it.
Yeah.
Or you're being a prey, so.
Right. You like getting beat up and shit.
Yeah, everything taken. That? He said even him, like, his first day there, a Filipino guy, he sat in the wrong chair and he took the tray and just fucking clocked him in the head with the fucking tray. And he's like, I didn't even know I was in the wrong seat.
Oh, yeah?
And he fell to the ground, apparently, too. He wasn't going to fight him. I don't know what happened. Why he didn't, like, he was too dizzy, he said, to even mount into defense.
When he got smashed in the face.
Yeah. Like, from
behind. Sucker punched.
Yeah.
Pretty
like,
much.
But with the side thing. Of the tray, like, into the head. So he dropped down, like, said he was, like, vision was blurry and shit.
So then he gets to go to the doctor, and then the doctor gives him, like, Oxycontin. And then he's good.
Yeah, why not?
And he's cool. Yeah. I mean, maybe that would be a hustle for somebody. Just getting your ass kicked, so you go to the doctor and you get drugs.
Well, people love to go to the doctors. It's out of your cell. You're out of your cell.
Right.
Like, they don't care. Like, they'll swallow. Like, apparently a good one is to swallow a cigarette. Because apparently when you can't digest...
tobacco?
Yeah, apparently it makes you so violently ill that it's not even funny.
Yeah, so, but that would kind of suck, though.
Yeah.
To be in the hospital for something that really, really fucking you up.
Yeah. You can die
just
from
to get
it,
out.
Too.
Yeah. There's got to be another way you could do it. You just fake, like, the flu.
Yeah.
I know you're faking. But you get the day here. Yay!
He said there's, like, toilets, too. Like, there's a pissing toilet and a shitting toilet.
Yeah.
And if you fuck that up, your ass is getting beat.
Yeah.
Like, if you even think about it.
Right.
And he says you sit on your sandals. Like, you take your sandals off, put them on the toilet bowl, and sit on your sandals.
Right.
That way no one's ass touches the thing.
Right.
That's crazy. Well, I could listen to those fucking stories all day. And when those prisoners start yapping.
Yeah.
So, interesting stuff.
Do they ever get, like planner's warts and shit? Like that from the showers and stuff? And then they have a big, huge infection and then everything's, like, fucked up for a while?
Yeah, staph infections, they're called.
Yeah.
They run through the place.
Yeah.
But,
And then they're all in the hospital.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
They say another thing is, like, when you go in there, you don't, out of respect for everyone, like when you take your shower, you keep your boxers on, right? Like, because no one wants to be staring at everyone's dick, plus gayness, like rapistness. So they
Wussies.
Say, like, out of respect, like, you do that. But they're like, some new guys come in there and they, like, take their pants off and they're like, the guys just look at them like, you guys are fucking screwed.
Like, right, literally.
Gotta, yeah, literally. You gotta learn all the ins and outs.
Yeah, but if you don't know them.
That's what I mean, you're fucked.
Then you're fucked, yeah. You're gonna get the shit kicked out of you for like a year.
There's places in the States where if you have like a sentence coming up, you go and they teach you everything you need to know and tell you what to do and like who to like stay to yourself. The main thing, and it's been repeated 1,000 times, is do your time.
Do your
time and your time only, or someone else will do it for you. That's the thing they always say.
Right.
So play cards every day, they say, you just mind your own business.
Yeah.
Should be fine.
Don't they get, like, video games and shit now?
Yeah.
Things?
Some places. That's when you go to, like... See, they say the worst jails are jails because if you get any crime that's less than 2 years, you go to a jail.
Right.
Any crime more than that, you go to a penitentiary.
Right.
Well, everything's figured out in the pens. Everyone has a hierarchy. Everyone knows their role. Everyone's there for life, so they're not fighting to try to, like, fuck around. It's real calm. Everyone has TVs in their cell. You can have stuff. Whatever, but jails, people are coming and going so quickly. It's like a fucking madhouse, they say.
Right.
Fighting every day. Like, people, like, one, this guy said someone, when he first got there, walked right over his tray and just took his yellow fruit right off his tray. Like,
right.
That, like, there, that wouldn't
good, I wasn't even going to eat it anyways.
Yeah.
I didn't even want it.
See you tomorrow when you rob me again.
I hate bananas. What'd you call it?
Yeah.
That's right, Negro. And then there's just a huge race war. And yeah. then they're like, this guy's cool. And he joins the Nazis.
And then you rise to the rank of Grand Wizard.
Yes, he turns into Hitler too, of the jail. Sir Hitler. That's funny.
That happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
I've seen it
in Oz when I watched that show. True story. That's a pretty good show though, that Oz.
Loved it growing up.
Yeah.
Too young to watch it, but I watched it anyway.
Yeah. What was your favorite parts?
Oh.
I remember one time I was watching it, and like I didn't watch it when it first came out. I watched it after, when I was older. And I worked at a call center for like, I don't know, probably whatever training is for a call center. Usually it's like a month or 2 months before you actually call places.
How's that go?
And
tell me what that one did.
Yeah. And so anyways, I get home off that. I was working like evening, so I'd start at like 3 and got home at like midnight. And I came home and I might have partaked in a little of the old green stuff. And I was probably on like the third or fourth episode of the show. And I wasn't really like, I don't really do that much. And even back then I didn't do it that much. So whenever I would do it, like I would get pretty stoned. And so sure enough, the episode that it is the drug episode.
Tits.
So like everybody, it's all talking about how everybody gets high in jail and like it like makes it all trippy and shit. Like everything's like a trippy part of the episode. So it completely fucked with me, man. I was like, what are the odds that I get stoned? Which I really don't usually. And then I watch this show and it's fucking this drug episode and it totally just trips me right out. Like
call
so
911.
Nah, it wasn't that bad. I knew I was high, so I wasn't like those cops, but I just think it's very funny that that shit happens. It seems to always happen. Like, you get stoned if you don't get stoned that much, and then you watch something, and it's something crazy like that.
Like, getting stoned, and then there's a manhunt in your backyard?
Yeah.
Police in your backyard?
Yeah, that worked. I wasn't stoned, but...
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but something like that would happen. Or, like, a UFO on the back of a fucking truck, and you're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Did you just see that? Yeah, I saw that. Weird. I wonder why it was on the back of that truck. So you got a trip coming up.
I do.
So what's the plan going there? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm actually going to go to that pawn shop. That's what I've decided.
The pawn shop from the TV show?
Yeah. Just to...
And you're going to get Battletoads?
Yeah, just... Yeah, I will. I'll harass them about Battletoads. I'll bring it and get them to sign
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you should.
Yo, that'd do be it. Awesome, man.
Do it. That's pretty cool.
That would be class.
So what do you think, like... You think there's like, it's pretty busy there to go in there? Like you gotta like line up or something to go in?
Yeah, apparently there is. I talked to some guy about it and they're like, oh fuck, I went and there was a lineup.
Yeah.
And I want to actually go and peruse. I love pawn shops. I don't care about the guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it, obviously.
They're gonna have like super expensive shit.
Yeah. Like, I just want to get a shot glass from there so I can be like, this shot glass is from there.
Yeah.
Like that can't be more than 5-6 months.
They, do they record Price is Right in that bitch in Vegas?
They're doing something, but we're missing it by one day.
Really?
Oh, the last
that
comic standing.
Cool, oh, yeah.
I wanted, like, that would be fun to get in it, but yeah. We're missing it by a day.
Yeah. You should have booked it one more day.
Yeah. No, it's before we're going, actually.
Oh, yeah? Right before.
But, yeah, that would have been cool. I used to like that. Alonzo Bowden, you know, that comedian?
Yeah.
I used to see that season when he was on it.
Yeah.
He's pretty famous now.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah, yeah. You gonna go to some comedy shows then? They always have good comedy.
I think Seinfeld's
in Vegas.
There.
Yeah, fuck Seinfeld.
Yeah, fuck him.
Nah, he probably.
You know who
funny.
Else is there?
Yeah.
Who I thought was dead. One of them, Siegfried and Roy.
Oh yeah.
I thought one guy got mauled so bad he's like destroyed now.
I don't know. Maybe that's another glitch in the Matrix.
Fuck.
You know.
Yeah, because he did.
That's weird.
He got mauled like almost to death.
Yeah, but he probably came back to life. They can do a lot of. Amazing work with the new technology.
A lot of
they
tiger
have.
Attack recoveries.
Oh, yeah. Totally reconstruct your face. Like, when you see that movie, like I showed Steph the other night, that movie Roar. I don't know if I told you about it, but it was like...
Oh, you did watch it?
I didn't watch it yet, but I was just watching, like, clips of it on the internet, and it's, like, fucking crazy, man.
I've seen the previews,
unbelievable.
Too.
Yeah. Unbelievable that this is a real movie. They must have been, like, high on heroin the whole time, or coke, or something. Like, literally, man, these lines are, like, biting their heads and shit. and Tigers.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta watch that, man.
Yeah. You know what you should do, since we've been talking about aliens and shit all the time? You should try and do an alien tour or something.
Area 51?
Yeah.
It's out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out there. And you could also, like, I'm sure you go out to, like, this probably... There's an area that you can go out to where a lot of sightings happen. And I bet you, like, they take you out, like, real cheap. And, oh, like, yeah. At nighttime, you go out in the desert, it'd be pretty cool.
Now staring at the sky.
Looking at all the stars and shit. I think it'd be cool, even if you don't even see anything, to go out in the desert at nighttime.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Go to Joshua Tree or something.
What's that?
It's like a famous, like, stoner area. Like, people go do acid and, like, hang out there all night or, like, eat mushrooms or...
Really?
Just get stoned.
Oh, yeah. Don't the fucking Navajo natives take you on a peyote thing?
Probably.
For 2 days?
Probably.
Yeah.
You should do something like that. It'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't even want to know myself that well.
Ah.
I don't think I'd like it.
Oh, it's like Abu Ghraib or whatever that shit is. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, you find yourself...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't want any part of that.
It'd be cool, man. There's some that are, like, I forget what it's called... It's like Abu Ghraib or something along those lines where it's like it's used to get you off drugs. Like if you're addicted to heroin, you take this one time and you'll never do heroin again.
I believe it, man.
Yeah, and it's like it makes you go through like a whole nother dimension and look at your whole life leading up to you starting drugs and what it's doing to you and shit like that.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a different trip every time
they say. It is mind-opening, man. Like when I did the shrooms at one time like and did a lot, like I think it was 4 or 5 grand.
Yeah.
Like, I did. Like, I had a moment of clarity. Like,
right. And then it slowly disappeared.
Yeah,
and
like,
forgot
I was different for, like, you know how you hear about people doing acid and expands their brain?
Yeah.
It fucking really does.
Yeah.
But I've never done it, but, like, when you hear about these scientists.
Basically the
yeah,
thing.
Like, these scientists have been trying to figure something out, and then they drop acid and they figure it out, like, that day.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Man.
They say a lot of the old scientists back in the day would do that, and that's where a lot of their. You know, hip-hop, whatever it is. What is it? Hypotamus?
Hypotheses?
Hypotheses? Hypotamus? I sound like the guy off of Big Daddy.
A hypothesis hip-hop is anonymous? Just an educated guess, though. That's what that means.
No, I know, but they have to do that first before they, like, that's what you do first, right? Yeah, and then you figure it
totally.
Out.
Totally.
Right? So, yeah. I don't know. I think you should go do some aliens and shit.
I'll do some peyote and
do some drugs
see
or something.
Lots of aliens. I'm worried if I did something like that, I really would become one of these. Just be like, realize what life's all about and
right.
Like, not go to work anymore. And like you.
Yeah, but you got to live.
Yeah.
Like, you got to eat food and get money, even if you know the meaning of shit. It's rare that, like, people do that shit and then completely, like, go off the grid and go live in the wild. Like, they just, like, live with it. But they say, like, you know, fucking, you can't undo it. So.
That's what I mean. You want that?
Well.
To really get it?
Yeah.
You really understand life?
Some people do.
I don't know, man. It's like being pulled out of the matrix. If it tastes like a steak, it's a steak, you know?
Right, right.
It's like, who wants to be ripped out of that false sense of security?
Yeah. I don't know. They talk about doing DMT and shit, and it takes you to another dimension, and all, like, the aliens or the beings there are, like, your friends, and they tell you they love you, and they show you, like, all these, like, beautiful images and shit. And it's supposed to be, like, literally, like... You go to another dimension for, you know, 10 minutes or 15 minutes.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, I have, like, you know, sometimes I feel like I'd do it no problem. I wouldn't care. And then sometimes I'm like, well, what happens if, like, something pops up that, you know, I don't remember doing or something happened to me, you know, and then that keeps popping up and then that's there for life, you know?
Yeah. That's the scary part you said. It's no going back.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know... You only live once, so... But you got to make sure you're going to do it. Just jump in and do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that shit.
And make sure someone else does it first so you don't get, like, a bad batch and you become a vegetable.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I don't... Well, depends what it is, I guess. Yeah, like, you take bad acid or something.
Yeah, like...
I wouldn't do acid. I wouldn't do, like, fucking DMT or...
I don't know what that is. What's that one?
It's like a... It's, our brains produce it when we sleep. And it helps us dream and shit.
Oh, okay.
So, and then once it's, like, formed, like, it grows on plants. And then, like, all, like, plants have it. And our body has the ability to digest it so that it doesn't, so it doesn't go, like, so it doesn't make us high all the time. But there's a way to, like, concentrate it. And then when you smoke it, it makes you high. And then it just, it's, like, literally, it's what your brain uses to dream. So that's why it takes you all, and everybody who takes it says they go to, like, the same places.
Really?
It's always, like, that beautiful place with all the fucking shapes and numbers and you don't know where you are, and all the creatures who love you and fucking think you're cool and they show you all this beautiful shit. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, I'm not 100% sure that's exactly what DMT is, but I'm like 90% sure that's what, like, it's on all the plants and then our body has it and it's got to process
it. Well, how do they get it? Out of a certain one plant that has more, or they can just take any DMT?
Yeah, they got to, like, brew it. Just kind of like how you refine coke. Okay. You got to do shit like that. Like, you got to get, like, a shaman or somebody that knows how to do it.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, it's on everything. Like, you grab some grass and it'd be, you know.
Just start licking all the grass.
Yeah, like, but our bodies just have the ability, I guess, through evolution and shit, right, to, you know, stop us from fucking tripping out in a whole different world all the time from eating everything. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure it's tough to find. Like, you can't just go up to people and be like, yo, gotta get some DMT, buddy.
Yeah, hook me up.
Yeah, sure, man. Let me call my fucking DMT dealer.
There's a lot of talk on the news right now about them using ecstasy and acid even and LSD and that to treat anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. Apparently, it, like, cures PTSD.
Really?
Yeah, like, for real. They did it twice. It wasn't
just while you're taking it.
Yeah, it wasn't even a fuck around either, like, oh, we tested 12 people and 3 of them it cured. It cured like 12 of 12.
Forever? Yeah. After they took it once?
I don't know how many times take it, but they were cured forever.
Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
But now, of course, you think they're going to let them experiment and try and shift with a controlled Class A drug?
Yeah, not in our lifetimes. Like, definitely not going to happen in our lifetime. But, I mean, there's places in the world where all the drugs are legal. Yeah. So, like, those are the places that got to pioneer all this stuff for the rest of the world.
Did you ever watch that one called Devil's Breath?
Devil's Breath? That's that crazy one, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one that turns you into a zombie?
Yeah. They can get you to, like...
control.
Take you to the bank and be like, take all your money. Be like, okay.
Yeah, I did hear about that. I also heard that it was, like, not quite like that. Like, they had to do it a few times or something.
Oh, you had to keep applying it.
Yeah.
They watch the Vice documentary on it.
Yeah.
They get a hooker and actually...
Get her to
show how she does it. Like, some of the really good ones would, like... put it on their lips and you'd make out with them and get it off of their lip. Like, they could do it in certain ways where you got poison and they didn't.
Yeah.
They were amazing.
Yeah.
And they had to interview the guy that they had it done, and they showed the surveillance camera and the bank of him going in on like 3 things and emptying his bank account. And
nice.
Like moving stuff out of his apartment, like his chairs and shit.
Cool.
For these people.
And he just gave it to him and those people got away?
Yeah.
Or was it like
no,
just
they
tests?
Got caught. He was a really bad guy, and they don't talk about it in the interview, but he killed the woman who did it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was a Russian gangster.
Yeah.
They didn't realize what they were getting into.
How do you get that shit, you know?
Oh, fuck, the hookers know what they're doing, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, like, if somebody like you and I wanted to get in, you know, like, how do you go about getting it? I guess you go on the deep web or something.
On here, they took him to a plant. It was growing wild.
Right.
They just said, this is what you do. You take these seeds or whatever and crush them up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Boil them up and then...
Whatever you do, like you said, you need to refine it.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Cool.
We'll go watch that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll check
it out. Two of those fuckers are in jail now for terrorism. Vice journalists.
Yeah, yeah.
In Syria, I think.
Yeah. Being hardcore.
Don't you go journalism.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shane Smith's a cool guy.
Who's that?
He's the owner of Vice.
Oh.
He's the boss man, the creator. He's Canadian, too.
Really?
Yeah. But I think he's American now.
Like, watch the one where they go to Russia in the Siberian forest to find the North Korean slave labor camps that the Russians used to lumber.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. They're the best. They're good, those guys.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I watched, like, video game ones from Vice.
Oh, yeah? They do video game ones?
Yeah, like, they go to, like, big League of Legends tournaments and they fucking... film that for like a week, and then like a person who's never been to it. So that's what I'm interested in at the moment, and those are the Vice ones I watch. You watch these cool ones.
I watched one of the moonshine epidemic in Africa.
Right,
but they're brewing it with bananas, buddy. That looked good.
Easy now.
I wanted some of that yellow fruits.
Yeah,
brewing yellow fruits up.
Yeah,
this one old
can you do it?
Tribal woman. Oh yeah, easily.
Do it up.
Was she'd made the best, and people would come, like delegates from like Africa, like you know, like the congressmen and stuff would come to her hut to buy her stuff.
Right.
Like, that's how good it was.
Whoa. Yeah, I have to check that out. And people at home, you check it out. And, you know, tweet us. Let us know what your favorite Vice ones are, you know?
So I have something to watch.
Yeah. Help us out. We'll help you help us. Understand? And on that note, everybody, Derek is gone the rest of this week, so this is a quick episode. It's like 30 minutes, so...
Enjoy.
I think Derek's gone soon, so I don't know if I'm going to get another one with him, but I have backup plans, everybody, as in other people to do it with while he's away.
Cooler people.
This episode was brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there if you need photography, video work, motion graphics, whatever you need, maybe even some website work, because I did it all myself, baby. And message me through the site, and the email is info@ratherunique.ca. Once I give you a quote, just tell me you heard this on the podcast or you listen to the podcast, you'll get another 10% off. So, you know, use it wisely, people, and you can use it as many times as you want. So, I mean, it's a really good deal, guys. Like, seriously, like, tell all your friends and neighbors because that's a lot of money off if it's a big fucking thing. All right, so if you want to play with D-Man on Xbox Live, the Grinch 54, capital T, capital G, the number 54, no spaces. Play with me, Chris Asteroid, with a space in between the two words. Follow the show on Twitter, @carpoolingpod. Follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, give us 5 stars. Leave a comment telling us that you like the show. And also, please, please... say hi to your mother for us. All right, everybody? We'll talk to you later. We're your hosts, Christopher Lloyd.
D-Train.
All right, everybody. Bye-bye. Sorry for rambling.